Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
Was it a case of police brutality or a parade goer resisting arrest? 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
There's cell phone video, and 25-year-old Arnardo Vargas says it shows him taking more than a dozen punches to his face and body. It was at the Dominican Day Parade in the Bronx. Vargas says he and his friends were moving as the police had requested, but that an officer got aggressive.
I seen the look in his eyes, and he just kept on going, and I heard him say something, get him, and then from that point on, I just seen people grabbing my head and started punching me.
But the NYPD says Vargas refused orders to disperse and he was arrested. PBA President Patrick Hendry says NYPD policies permit officers to use force in order to take a resisting suspect into custody. Vargas and the group Black Lives Matter want the Justice Department to investigate. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Early morning gun violence in the Jackson Heights section of Queens. Police say two men were shot at around 3:15. Both are in stable condition, and police are searching for a suspect who fled east on Roosevelt Avenue. On Long Island, a driver is under arrest in Suffolk County in connection with a fatal hit-and-run that killed a motorcyclist. Police say 45-year-old Manuel Gomez of Brentwood is charged with leaving the scene of an accident involving a fatality. The accident happened last Monday night. Crash killed Andrew Eloy Comic La Cruz. He leaves behind a wife and a 10-year-old son. Another Saturday, and that means another day for the Summer Streets program in the city, meaning no cars, just pedestrians.
This year, it's operating from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., 2 hours longer than last year.
They're pretty diverse. Nice to see lots of different music on, from jazz to mariachi. So, yeah, it's a good opportunity to get out and do something different in the city.
Attendees also swung by Harlem-based Hula Hoop Fit 366 to try out their water-weighted hula hoops. They were a hit.
Even the bikers have gotten off their bikes and started hula hooping. It's been amazing. It's just to see the joy amongst the community. It's been great.
That's reporter Christy Kalishian. Today's program is in Manhattan, and as it will be on August 10th and August 17th, the program shifts to Brooklyn and the Bronx on August 24th. It kicked off last Saturday in Queens and on Staten Island. And it's a day of celebration, actually a weekend of celebration at Jones Beach. The Jones Beach 95th anniversary celebration today and tomorrow, with plenty of family-friendly entertainment, magic shows, lots of food from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day. A police officer is expected to be discharged from the hospital today. This is the second of two officers who were shot on the Lower East Side this week after receiving a report of a man with a gun robbing women of their purses inside a mahjong parlor. Police say 22-year-old Joshua Dorsett is under arrest, facing numerous charges, including attempted murder of a police officer. Both officers are expected to make a full recovery.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.